This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guests this week for Around Montgomery County is Dave Leonard and Jim Whalen from the Irish Days Committee. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Tobin.
And we are here to talk about Irish Days as it's a part of the Fair and Festival circuit. And Dave, we'll start off with you. It's hard to believe Irish Days is fast approaching.
Yes, it seems like we just cleaned last year's up just the other day.
And for those that don't know, give us the dates for this year's festival.
June 9th, 10th, and 11th, Tobin.
June 9th, 10th, and 11th. And let's quickly here run down some of the events scheduled for this year's Irish Days Festival.
Well, starting out on the 9th, we have the Kitty Parade, and the American Legion does the opening ceremony, and then we go to our Little Mr. Miss. Some of the highlights on Friday will be the Hillbilly Golf, music in the beer tent, all three nights, of course, and we have the introduction of our Queen candidates on Friday evening, and we have an Irish band named Exorna are going to play on stage in the park Friday evening, and then they're going to be in the beer tent Saturday afternoon during the chili cook-off.
You mentioned Hillbilly Golf. This is an event that has kind of caught fire as of in the past, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. It's a real good family-friendly competition. Grandpa and grandson, granddaughter can play, husband and wife. It's just a it's just a good competition, and it involves everyone, and it's just the skill level to ring the crossbars on the goals.
All right. So you mentioned the Irish band. You've mentioned the Queen candidates. What else is scheduled here?
Well, Saturday starting off is a breast cancer fun run walk, and everything. The gals, I think you check in there 8:30
in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's when it starts. That's the fun run walk. And then there's a 5K fun run walk, and that's at 8 o'clock, and the registration begins at 7.
Okay. And that's always a good event, and that's always for a good cause.
It is. The Montgomery County Breast Cancer Support Group, I believe, is where the money goes. I think they have a May 30th deadline on T-shirts. You can get a hold of Ruth Byers at 227-4567 or Alicia Grossenheider at 324-3171.
And, of course, Jim, let's get the mic to you, because I know on Saturday, Sports Saturday, we'll be broadcasting from the Jim Whalen Chili Dome, and that's the ever-popular, ever-growing chili cook-off for Irish Days.
That's right. We start out setting up about 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, and we had over 50 contestants last year. 51, I think, is what we finally ended up with, which was an all-time record. We made a couple $1,000s for the special ed program at Panhandle School District, and So we have a first prize this year of $500, and of course all the proceeds go to the Panhandle Special Ed Program.
And that's important to mention that, because I think a lot of people want to know where this money goes to, and keeping it within the school district and within the community is very important.
Yes, it is, and we've been able to help out in that for the last 25 years. This is our 25th annual celebration for the chili cook-off this year, and we've probably donated after this year probably between $25,000 and $30,000 to the special ed program over the last 25 years.
That's outstanding. Give us an idea. You said 50 contestants last year. When this started, just give an idea of how much this thing has grown over the years.
Oh, we started out, we had probably 10 contestants, just struggled to get just somebody to come and cook some chili. But now it's people from all over the state, out of state. We have one fella comes every year. He lives in the shadows of Wrigley Field in Chicago. He lives a block or two from Wrigley. He has family here in Farmersville, and he never misses.
And anyone that would like to participate in the chili cook-off, is there still time to do that?
Oh, sure, sure.
Is there a number that they can call?
Yes, you can call me at 227-4485, Jim Whalen, or Dave Heaton. You can call him at 227-4545.
Well,
we have applications. We'll get them to you. Give us an address. We'll mail them to you. And
sounds like a lot of fun. And that's just in the morning of Saturday, Dave. And let's get the mic back over to you.
Just continuing Saturday after, Exorna, who plays Friday night, will be in the beer tent along with Roger Williams, who DJs. Been doing that for 25 years, I think, and done a heck of a job for us. But we also have free face painting, the big parade at 4 o'clock, and of course our Miss Irish Days pageant is Saturday evening. We're also between the question answer period for the Queens and the coronation, we're going to play a couple trivia games, and it's just for prizes for people that are sitting there in the audience that can answer a question about Cardinals, Cubs, Farmersville, Wagner area, University of Illinois. There might be a few questions from Ireland. We don't know, but that could happen.
And that's a new twist.
Yeah, it is. And we're going to do that. And then, of course, like I said, we will crown our queen. That will be the last event there on the stage. And then, of course, there's music in the beer tent all three nights again.
Real quickly, how many contestants are there for this year's queen competition?
We have 7 beautiful young ladies this year from the Farmersville Wagner area, and we're tickled to death to have such a big crowd. And I think there's 6 Little Mr. Miss contestants for the Little Mr. Miss, 2 on Thursday evening.
Okay. How soon do you guys get together and say, let's start making plans for next year?
Well, there's always people with suggestions during the celebration and shortly after, but usually about August, the Irish Day Association gets together. We give our treasurer a chance to get all the numbers in and bills paid and what have you. So.
And you mentioned music throughout the week, throughout the event. Give us an idea of some of the bands that will be performing during Irish Days.
Okay, Friday night is Cabin Fever, and that features a local fella. It's kind of I think they're blues, and they're a real good group, but it features Zach Johnson. He's a local young man there, grew up in the community, and we're tickled to death to have him and his group. A group by the name of the O's are going to be there Friday night, and 808, and I might mention if there's any former F5 fans, the young lady that leads 808 was a former member of F5, and they played the Farmersville area for years, in the beer tent, very popular. And throughout the celebration, we have wristbands for sale for the carnival. There's advanced wristbands if you can make it to Farmersville, the Shell Station, and both banks. Have advanced sales. It's $14 for the evening. It's 6 to 10 each night. The carnival we have is their 26th year in Farmersville, and they bring in a lot of rides, so you get a lot of bang for your buck on that deal. It's a real good deal. A lot of people come in from other communities, and we're glad to have them. And if you can't make it to Farmersville and you want to come up one evening, two evenings, whatever, it's $16 out of the box office, which still is not a bad price for rides. And like I said, he does set up a lot of pieces, and a lot of the old classics like the Tilda Whirl and the Octopus and real popular rides. So you get a lot of good out of your money.
All right. And it just seems like a lot of fun for this year's Irish Days. It's hard to believe. 100 plus years.
101.
101.
Yep.
It's hard to believe.
Yep.
Dave, Jim, it's always a pleasure, but we've ran out of time.
Well, it's always good talking to you, Tobin, and thank you for having us.
Thank you very much, Tobe.
And we'll look forward to our chats in the future. Thanks for stopping by.
See you next year.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guests were Dave Leonard and Jim Whalen from the Irish Days Committee. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.